Aquatic life depends on clean water. When pollution enters our waterways, it often results in the death of large numbers of fish. Hello, I'm Vicki Wolf, and this is Hill Country View, brought to you by Hill Country Alliance. Toxic releases of chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, oil, sewage, and chlorinated water are just some of the pollutants that can lead to fish kills. Extreme weather, harmful algal blooms, and disease also cause large numbers of fish to die. A team of biologists with Texas Parks and Wildlife, known as the Kills and Spills Team, investigate fish and wildlife kills that result from pollution as well as natural causes. They also work to minimize environmental damage caused by pollution. For more information, including resources on how to report fish kills or suspected pollution events, visit the Kills and Spills Team section of the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's Hill Country View for today. For more information, visit hillcountryalliance.org.